Welcome to Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sandy. Welcome, everyone, for wherever you're listening in the world. Today is a great day. Today is the day where we're trying to create space, where we're going to create space in life to let all opportunities that life is giving us actually take place and materially manifest, you know, because sometimes life gives. And not sometimes, basically almost every day, it gives abundantly, but for some reason, things seem not to happen in our life. We don't understand what is happening. We don't understand what we should do to let these things happen. And the main reason is we don't have space for them to happen. Okay, but first of all, let me give you the numbers. If you want to call in, it's toll-free worldwide, and it's 888-815-9756. I'll repeat it again for you, 888-815-9756. I just came back from a fantastic yoga holiday on the Thai island where I usually go, and I have to say this time was really special. It was something beautiful. It was just everything so easy and smooth, and the weather was perfect. We had a great weather. We meditated along the sea. We did yoga, obviously. We had plenty of time for you know, plenty free time to do whatever we wanted. Then I would have gone back into my room and write or study a little more and practice and connect with people. It was just an amazing thing. And then I came back totally refreshed, rejuvenated, and I said, I'm so blessed to have a job like that. And I have to say also on one side, it is my merit because I was able to create space for this job to come in. Because if my mind was always busy running from one side to another, I would have not created that space, but still, I feel so much blessings are coming because I'm learning how to create space. But first of all, let me remind you, because there are lots of things that I want to talk to you about. They're really important. They will really allow you to receive what life is supposed to give you, okay? Sometimes we miss things. It is easy. If you cannot see, you miss it. This is absolutely a reality, okay? If something is there, but you can't see it, how can you take advantage of it? How can you even take advantage? I don't like this term, taking advantage, but let's just use it for now. How can you take advantage of an opportunity if you don't know there's an opportunity over there? And it is really important. If you don't know to which degree there's an opportunity, and you don't know if that opportunity is going to turn into something great into your life, how can you recognize that? Well, sometimes you can, sometimes you cannot. But let me remind you first, if you haven't done yet, so please sign up for the newsletter that I've prepared. It's called Life Changing Power Newsletter. And the title is not marketing, okay? The title is not just marketing. Life Changing Power Newsletter, it is exactly what it says. Those are beautiful lessons that you're going to receive every 5 days or something like that. 5 days and then a week or something, depends. And you're going to receive these lessons. They're going to tell you step by step what to do to use universal symbols into your life in order to change your life for the best. In other words, you resonating with the universe. And, you know, it's like mystical lessons for life change. It is really a great newsletter, and I prefer this as a way to serve people, as a way to be there of service to you. And I really feel the value of the newsletter is incredible. In 10 years from now, you will still read these lessons and learn. Before, it's not just a marketing process, okay? Yes, I'm going to send you what is the topic of my next radio show, for example, the day before. Then I will send you when I have updated the blog. But if you just go to the blog, you see it's full of content, because this is it. I want to give you the information. I want to give you the tools so that you can change your life. You can be the master of your life on your own. And I share my experience, my small experience, which I think, you know, it's great on the other side, because it gave me so much peace, so much happiness, and it helped me to work through life. And it's not that I didn't have challenges. I mean, really, I really had great challenges. But at the same time, I really, you know, for me, it's just lost memory. I mean, long time ago for me. And if you go to thelifecatalyst.com/ No, let's say, yes, okay, thelifecatalyst.com/sq/forward-sq. At that point, you can sign up for the newsletter, or you go to thelifecatalyst.com/forward-blog, and then you have my blog over there. And at every post at the bottom, there is a link to the newsletter or a link to qualify for my coaching, and I really appreciate if you would sign up for the newsletter list, because newsletter, it's really helpful. It is really, really helpful. It reveals lots of tricks and tips to change your life that you've never heard before. Many of them. You've never heard before, because most of the things that I'm saying to you were revealed one-to-one from master to disciples. And it is really a life-changing power newsletter. Okay, so let's move on now. What I would like to talk today is creating space. And first of all, let's ask some questions. The first questions you need to ask. Some people feel stuck, and we're going to talk about this later on in the show. The first thing that you need to ask yourself is life giving us opportunities, really? Is it? Another question is, are we able to grasp them? Or does life stop to give us opportunities? So these three questions are questions that we ask ourselves every time when we feel our life is stuck and we don't know where to go, we don't know what to do, we don't know how to take life. Okay? This happens even to the best ones, even to the higher achievers. Okay? This happens all the time. We ask these questions, and let me tell you, first of all, life gives us, yes, it gives us opportunities, but we don't grasp them. And if life, does life stop us to give us opportunities? No. Do we have a call for any chance? Okay, let's move on. Sometimes when I hear a beep, I learned that we should have a call, but probably sometimes I hear strange things on the phone, and that's it. Okay, let's move on. Now, life does not stop us to give us opportunities, but it doesn't give the same opportunities as the past, because we move on. We're not at the same space in time, at the same place in space and in time. Therefore, it cannot give us exactly the same opportunities we had before. It could give us something similar, but not exactly the same as the one as before. But surely, it is the right one for us at that point. If you live in the present, and this is the first thing you have to learn in order to step into your life, in order to get the opportunities that life is going to give you, you have to stop living in the past and projecting into the future. This is the first step. I've dedicated a radio show on this topic before, and it is really, really important. Just let me outline the main principles, because these principles are great. Now, you know, in my radio show, I've given you so many techniques, so many mystical techniques and methods, and it is good, because you should practice them and see what works for you, because the teaching has to become yours, and otherwise, there's no reason why you should learn if it doesn't become yours. I mean, of course, you can learn just for knowledge, but then what's the use if you don't apply it into your life, okay? The main thing is this. We have certain compulsions that push us towards the past or towards the future. This is happening within ourselves. Things like anger, hatred, or I should have done that, or I could have done that, or shame and guilt and blame, all these things are projecting us into the past. So from now on, if you make the choice to live in the present, once you recognize that you are under anger or hatred or whatever kind of feeling or compassion that is related to something happening in the past, just cut it to its source. Say, no, this is something that it does not belong to this reality now, here and now. So just cut it to its source, okay? Just stay present. Other compulsions, instinctual reactions instead, or feelings, emotions, they try to project us into the future. Things like desire, false hopes, fears. False hopes, and because there's the right hope as well. The right hope is something like that is based on a higher reality, a higher feeling. We're not going to go into that, but anyway, certain hopes, fears, anxieties, even depression, because you have the fear to not be able to move on, okay? So how am I going to sort out my future? You're afraid that you don't have any future at all. So these things, anxiety, depressions, worries, are all moments when you have them where you actually feel worried about your future. I mean, you stay there and you know you cannot see your present. You're just projecting your mind continuously and your own being into the future. Cut it. You still have to stay here in the present moment to understand. This is the first thing you have to do to create space in the now. If life is giving you an opportunity in the now, but you're living in another dimension, and this is important to understand, because we live in the now, but we are living a multiple dimensions of our life, instantaneously. And this is a very deep concept to understand. Seems easy to understand, but if you think about it, we walk through life in the now, at the same time we live a multi-levels, a multi-dimension. If you live in the dimension of the past, and life is giving you something, and it always gives you something in the now, you're missing it, obviously, because you're not there. You're not there, even though like, somebody gives you $100, but, you know, so we're just aware enough in the now to pick it up, probably, but most of the time, it's not so explicit. It's not there. Somebody, but nobody would ever come and say, okay, here are $100. No. There's a potential for earning that is behind what we can see at the moment. And if we live out there in the past or projecting our mind towards the future, we're not getting anything. And how do you recognize that? I'll repeat it again. There are certain feelings and certain emotions that others project you in the past or towards the future. And life is always offering you in this present moment. And this present moment is a moment not in time. And this is the trick, guys. This is the trick. The present moment is not a moment in time. The present moment comes alive when you become aware. Awareness is the present moment. If you stop here right now, say, okay, this is the present moment, this is the present moment. No. You will not get the present moment, because if you're stuck in time, it's just a sequence of time and space moving. There's no present moment. The present moment arrives unless, by saying that, you become aware. Your mind gets to a state of awareness, if state is the right kind of word you want to use. Awareness is the present moment. So you have to try to be aware of your life, to be aware of your soul, to be aware of life with the capital L. And in that moment, creating space. This is the first step you need to do to create space. How do you create awareness? There are so many techniques and tools that you can do. That I explained a lot of them on this radio show. Please go to the archives, tons of techniques. There is the Hong Sao meditation technique that I explained so many times. And I'm not going to go through it now, because otherwise it would take time. But if you download one of the archives, you will find it there. And I explain this meditation on my website. If you cannot find it, then write me. I will send you some instructions. Just go to my website and write me at livejoy@joycelestial.com or vincent@thelifecatalyst.com. And then I will send you this technique. It's a great technique. It is the first technique that Yogananda taught to his disciples in the path of Kriya Yoga. Oh, there are many other techniques. Depending on from which path you're coming, or it can be just totally non-religious. It can be totally scientific, a scientific technique. Some of them really work well. So therefore, doesn't matter how you become aware, as long as you become aware. So this is the first step. It is like, going through life is like going through a forest. The path is there. You are going through a path. Sometimes it is impossible to move on, but the path is there. You need to create space in order to show the path, to create the path. And this is what is beautiful, because once you create the path, you create it for other people, before you acquire so much benefit. You are a benefit to life. You're a benefit to people. You're a benefit to yourself because you create such a good karma. And sometimes you need proper tools to do that. You cannot just do it with your hands. You need proper tools. That's why to create a path to walk through, you need tools. And this is true. Why do you need a technique to become aware? Because if you're out of tune with your awareness, you need something to bring you back in track. So first step, become more aware. I remember I was in London like a few years ago, quite a few years ago. I was 22 or something. And I wanted to be a musician, okay? I wanted to be a musician, and I started to play with some bands. And at some point, I had two very interesting opportunities. One from a producer interested in me directly, and another one from another producer interested in how I could help with my guitar playing to some of his productions. Well, they all asked me to do something in order to achieve more with them. Yeah, my life didn't allow me to do that, or I didn't allow myself to do that. They asked me to do certain things, but for some reason I was not able to do them. Not because I could have not, because I didn't have space in my life. I remember one of the producers told me, listen, I think you're a very good musician. I have this famous person coming into my studio, and I need a guitar player. Please create a demo that this person will listen to, and then eventually you could work with this person. I said, okay, that's great. I'm so happy. And then, of course, the style was particular kind of style of music that I could have done if I put myself a little bit more into research. I like the kind of music. I had to explore more sounds, etc. My dear, my life was so full of garbage at that point. My mind, I was running all the way, all the time, from morning to evening. I had to meet some people. And I think that in a day, I just wasted hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. At the end, when I had to give this guy the recording, I just took some of my old recordings, rearranged it a little bit, made something different, and then give it to him. And of course, there was it was nothing that he was expecting because it was based on the old. You see, I was living totally in the past. And at the same time, I was driven by other forces and not living in the present. And that opportunity went. I'm not saying that life would not give me different opportunities because it has proved me so that at any moment you are ready, then life gives you back an opportunity. But this is it. And another one told me, well, listen, I like the way you sing. I like the way you play. Please, now I am on another project, but write some other songs. And as soon as I am done with this project, I would like to listen to you and so we can move on. Man, I didn't do that. I didn't do it. I could not explain why I could not do it. And well, sometimes it's a matter of fact, it's not the right time. And the right time comes only when you're totally aware and when you're in tune with your life purpose, obviously. What is your life purpose? Doing what is totally natural to you in the present moment, with awareness, that is of total benefit to people. In other words, what it is natural to do for you that helps bring heaven on earth a little bit more. This is your life purpose. You don't find it. You cannot search for it. You cannot search for it. It comes when you tune yourself, when you tune to your soul path, and when you become aware of your life. That comes naturally. I suppose that was not my path anyway, but life was giving me opportunities the way I was looking for it, because at that moment, I was there going to a certain path. I was in that space and time. And life was giving me what I needed. But I didn't have the space. I didn't have the space. There was another friend of mine, I remember, this is just to make you understand, that was living a disastrous situation with the family and the environment where he was. Because the environment, he was a great guy. He was a great guy. Full of beautiful energy, solar energy, light, shining wherever he went. Still, the environment where he was born, and this is the mission of a life, to move beyond our human limitations. the environment where he was born, it was disastrous. Everybody around him was either a drug dealer or a bank robber or, you know, very disastrous place. And then I said to him, listen, what do you want to do? Do you want to stay there? But I didn't say to him, you know, I didn't approach him this way. He told me first, I would like to get out of this place and have a normal life. Okay? And I said to him, yes, you could do that. You could do that if you just wanted. You don't live far from the city. I said, this is how you're going to do it. Huh? I just want to help him. But of course, the trick to helping people is not to tell them what to do directly, except in some cases when they really need it. And I think that he needed it there at the point, but it's just to make them come up with their own solution, okay? But anyway, I told him, I suggested him, and he had totally agreed at that point. You don't live far from the city. You can just go every morning and have a common job over there. You just do this for 2 or 3 months. You take the bus in the morning, you go to work there, even if you wake up early, you go to work. You come back and you save those money until you can pay a deposit to rent a place. And once you do that, just move on into the city and continue to work. And then once you find that you can work a little bit more, then maybe you can start studying a little bit and move on. If he would have done that, first of all, in 3 months, he would have been out of that disastrous place, in that disastrous environment, first of all. And after that, you could have decided, what do I want to do now? Okay, now I did this step, and I moved away from my disastrous environment. Well, what do I want to do now? Do I want to study a little bit more? Do I want to open myself to new opportunities? Let's see. He couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. I met him years later. And believe me, he was really agreeing at that moment. So I was enthusiastic about it. I met him a few years later. He was part of the disaster. I mean, he was not robbing bank. He was not dealing with drugs, nothing. But he was part of the disaster. I could see that he was losing his magnetism, the energy, and everything. And I was so sorry because sometimes life, you know, gives us challenges. And not because life is against us. Life is with you. Because we created those challenges somehow, if you believe in past lives, then this is the case. If you don't believe in past lives, it doesn't matter. You have the chance, as soon as you bring awareness into what you could do, to move on. The problem is, do you have free will to get out of that situation? This is an important question you should ask yourself. Do you have free will? Now, there are different currents of thoughts. Some people say we don't have it. Some people say we do have it totally, completely. And some people say it depends. And I say to you, this is my way of seeing it. It depends. It depends. Some people have it. Some people don't have it at all. Some people have more free will than another. And I'm going to explain you why now, and I'm sure you cannot say no after I explain it to you, because this is what it is, really. We have it, but not everyone has it the same. But everyone has the potential to have it at its maximum, to have free will at the maximum. You have to understand, first of all, your free will is limited. It's limited because it depends on your environment, depends where you are, depends on your condition. In other words, if you are inside a room, you cannot do certain things that the room doesn't allow you to do. And this is an important concept to understand. You need to be able to move out of that room, and that requires awareness, and then in order to go somewhere where you can express what is it that you want to do. It is really important. Now, some of the circumstances where we are born are obviously easily overcome, can be possibly easily overcome, but not all of them. For example, if somebody doesn't have a leg, he cannot overcome the challenge. It's obvious. But There are so many other things one person could do at that level, but he cannot move beyond that limitation. Or he could, but he will still have to do it to invent something differently. Now, the amount of free will that you have depends on the circumstances you're in. And it also depends on the amount of awareness you have in life. And that means awareness of your reality, of what is around you, if you can recognize what is around you, then you have the free will to choose and understand if you want to take left or right, of what inner challenges you're really going through, to understand at which stage you are in life and which station you are in life. The stage is something a little bit more global and universal. The station is temporary. Temporarily station, okay, let's say. Understanding what role your limiting karma is playing. What is your station? You have to understand. You need to remove ignorance in order to have free will. Otherwise, you're totally subjected to the situation of the environment. Let's say there is a natural disaster approaching. If you're aware of it, that is the moment where you have the free will to choose either to stay, let's say, alive, if you have a chance, if the environment permits you to escape or to find a solution, or to find somewhere safe, or to die. Okay? If you're not aware of that disaster coming, and that disaster shows up all at once, you will probably die. You cannot do anything because your awareness is not there. Or if in that moment when the disaster presents all at once, you instantaneously become aware of possible solutions and you act on them, in that moment, you are stepping towards your freedom. Therefore, awareness is absolutely necessary to be able to get out of the limitation of the environment. But this is the point. This is the point. Listen carefully. All these examples tells us that we are subjected and we can use our free will only in the circumstances that life is giving us. Therefore, your friend might live a total different reality than yours. And you're still using your free will power according to your awareness to your environment. In comparison to all possibilities that you could get if you get into the pure state of awareness. For your free will is really limited and directed only to the circumstance you're living and only to the degree of awareness you're having. You need to remove ignorance. Recognizing a pattern that is playing in your mind, that is playing in your life in general, not just in your mind as we commonly know it, okay, means being more than halfway in the battle. If you can recognize the pattern, then you can become free of it. That requires awareness, as I said. You cannot recognize the pattern. I'm sorry, you don't have free will on that. You don't have it. So what is the environment of your mind? What is the environment of your emotion? What is the environment of the mind? When I had those opportunities in London, my environment did not allow me, my pattern did not allow me to get rid of them, to create space in my life, to let those opportunities manifest. Creating space is really important. I'm going to give you some steps on how to do that very soon. It is, I hope you're going to put these things into practice because they're really great. So we need to create space in our lives to break the resistance life shows us. Now, when life offers anything, don't think. This is the first thing you have to understand. Don't think, don't take it for granted. Don't think you will get the best out of it right away without creating space. You have to create space because if you've been filling your life with actions, thoughts, emotions up until now and life is offering something new, where is that new brick going to fit in your wall? If your wall is your life, where is the new brick going to fit? The art of allowing, when the people talk about, is in truth the art of consciously creating space through methods, practices, techniques, for something new to come. To say, I allow, can be simply not enough. You cannot just say, I allow this to happen, and don't do it. You have to create space, okay? So when life offers, first of all, now we're going to go into the practical side of our radio show today, creating space. Let me remind you, even if you go to my profile page at BBS Radio, which is bbsradio.com/awareness of the soul, you will see there's a link to www.lastcatalyst.com. Then just go there. That is my small website for coaching. You just go there and sign up for my newsletter, Life Changing Power Newsletter, which is directly straight to the point. And I appreciate all the people who wrote back to me, and some people are very nice. Thank you so much. Then go to the blog, thelastcatalyst.com/forward blog, and read the posts that I put there. They're really interesting. They are practical tips and tools. And stay tuned to this radio show every Saturday evening, Saturday night at 10 p.m., Awareness of the Soul with Nivin Kinsandi. We're going to talk about how to apply universal symbols, how to apply the laws of Kriya Yoga into your daily life, how to unite your earthly life with the heavenly life in a way that you can move forward. And when life offers, ask yourself, first of all, does it make sense to what is happening in your life? That depends on the degree of your awareness. If you can answer this question because you're aware of what is going on in your life, then you will understand that life is offering you exactly what you need. If you cannot see what makes sense, it can be two reasons. One is if you cannot see it, you simply cannot see, you're not aware of what is happening in your life. Two, in your life there are many disturbances in the mind and in the emotions that for life offers you, reflects back to you what it is that you have within. Therefore, life offers you random kind of situation. So in that case, you have to become aware of where would you like your life to go. And to do that, you have to ask, first of all, what is it that I value in my life? Or what is it that I value in life? And forget about your life. Forget about your circumstances, forget about the situation, forget about the people around you. Just think of life as a general, universal principle. And ask yourself, what is it that I value in life? And see, from that moment on, when you bring clarity on that, see if life is offering you something that is in tune with your value. Now, understanding where you are at and where you're going, it's really important. Because otherwise, you would just move randomly in life. And this is a very bad feeling and a very bad way of living because it will not put you in any position, anywhere. You would just feel like you're draining your resources, okay? So how do you know that? How do you know that? Well, if you sign up, sorry, for my newsletter, I explained this in the first two emails. It has to do with the elements. We go through cycles in life, always, and they are related to the elements. Now, there are more than four elements, but we explain four elements because these four elements are what creates or what we deal with when we deal with life practically. Okay? So these are the earth element, the water element, the fire element, and the air element. These elements go one after the other in cycles. Therefore, sometimes some people are living the water cycle in their own lives, some other people are living the air cycle, some other the earth cycle, some other the fire cycle. And you can be in one of these cycles, and I will tell you now a quick way to recognize them. You might live in one of these cycles and then move on to the next cycle depending on what your need is. So to understand in what cycle you're in, you have to ask yourself this question: what need or which need am I expressing now? Am I trying to express now? And to understand where you're going, this is where you're at. To understand where you're going, which need do I need to express in the next future? The earth element is about stabilizing your life, obviously. It is about simplifying your life and getting, for example, financial stability, being true to your reality, being true to yourself, having that presence that allows you to be center wherever you go without compromising your nature, being like a rock. You don't want to be, this is the way of living in a balanced way with the earth element. You don't want to be such a rock that you cannot move anymore. That, for example, will cause worries, will cause depression, because you will feel like you cannot move forward in life. But the earth element, when it's balanced, is about stabilizing your life, getting organized, getting two or three concepts that are pillars for you to build your life upon. Getting stable and what you need to get stable, find a good job that allows you to create enough space in the rest of the time that you have so that you can move on. Now, you don't want to have a job that is so stable that takes all the time that you have, because that would be getting stuck with the earth element. You need to create, to have a stable reality in your life, but at the same time, you need to have enough space for other things to happen. So you need to be able to be flexible in your fixity, okay? So this is the earth element. Some people are here. Even if you got a new opportunity, let's say, in life, some people need to get to the earth element after the new opportunities, what life has to offer you, new, you know, being able to see new things coming. This is something that is related to the water element. Then once people finish the cycle of getting the opportunity, then sometimes they need to stabilize what is it that they have. So they might be going to the earth element cycle to stabilize, to bring two, three, four, five basic concepts for them to build upon. Okay. Now, the water element is about seeing opportunities, about seeing life, what it has to offer, what life has to offer, understanding that, yes, you are fixed, you're flexible and you're fixity, therefore you can trust life and go with the flow of life. I start appreciating the beauty and sensuality of life. It is not about sexuality, it is about sensuality, appreciating the beauty of the senses, what you see, what you hear, feeling your life clarified in a beautiful way. If you would have not have balance, you wouldn't have balance of the earth element. What would happen is probably with the water element, there would be, the water element would be imbalanced. Therefore, you would be wishy-washy, jumping from one thing to another and not have substance at all. But you would compromise your nature too easily. But if you have the earth element balanced, then at that point, the water element expresses beautifully. And this is it. And the water element allows you to bring feelings, intuition, and love on the earth element that is, that can become quite cold and fixed, no? So you become a little bit more mellow and start appreciating beauty. And you have trust in life. Life guides you towards what you're supposed to go. And this is the first step for you to go towards your purpose, your life purpose. Therefore, people are looking for opportunities or appreciating beauty or getting more into a feeling state, they're probably getting to the water cycle at that point. Or people are interested, get interested in them, books that are inspiring, they're in the water cycle. And after the water cycle, then you have the fire cycle. The fire cycle is about putting energy, putting things into manifestation. Before directing your energy towards a point, and this energy gets directed towards a point, and before some sacrifice is needed in order to have this energy all directed towards one point. If the fire cycle is not balanced, then you get easily into anger, hatred, or shame, guilt, blame, things that are usually projecting towards the past, okay? Or it can also manifest, and these things can manifest into fear and anxiety for the future as well. A fire element that is balanced gives you a lot of energy and concentration and ability to master your energy to direct it towards something that you need to accomplish. So, for example, some people who are in the water cycle, after they want to open themselves to new opportunities, okay? Or some people have achieved so much. I met people like this. They have achieved so much in their business career, but at some point they say, I want to change, before they came from the fire cycle and then moving into the water cycle. Being able to understand where you're going, you understand that when life offers you something, you recognize and say, okay, I understand that I have been in the fire cycle and I'm moving into the water cycle. Once you have accomplished something, the natural state is actually, it is to move towards the air cycle, which is the sense of accomplishment that you have. After a sense of accomplishment that you have, you just relax totally. And you say, okay, I have accomplished now. I can just relax. And you forget about your worldly accomplishment, your selfish accomplishment. You're not so self-centered anymore. You can continue to communicate with people at a more open-hearted level. And this usually happens when you have accomplished something in life. For example, even just passing an exam or finding a new beautiful person in your life. You have accomplished something. Before, you can just relax, connect with people from a level of tolerance. You really listen to them, and you start moving beyond your little self. That sense of rest that happens after an accomplishment is your air element. And up to sometimes that we live in the air element, then we either go very much into the spiritual, transcending all these four elements, or we move on into another phase of life where we can put energy again into something, getting down to the fire element, or going back to the earth element. Now that I have accomplished something, you want to stabilize. Not that you can rest. You start stabilizing, building something new before you go back to the earth element. And these are cycles that we all go through in life. As I said, they are explained in my newsletter, Life Changing Power newsletter. So if you identify what makes sense, then no doubts at all. No doubts at all. Then you should move towards that direction. Be able to create space in your life. Do something in order to create space in your life. If it doesn't make sense, it could still be something great coming. If life offers you something that doesn't make sense at the beginning, but it is not possible to see it at that moment. Events that do not make sense right away, and this is the point, really, come in your life in moments where you usually don't have anything to lose by going there. Or you have some spare time and you could just go. So, for example, you cannot really see why life is giving you this, but still, you know, you're getting an invitation to a party and you could go. Actually, you have the time to go. Therefore, get rid of that sense of not going anywhere. Get out of your cocoon and just, it's easy to go. And what happens in those, you know, sometimes there are events that we don't expect. We are also sending universal symbols and signals of receptivity to the universe, of conscious actions towards embracing opportunities. So therefore, life is calling you, even though you cannot see what is going to happen. Somebody invites you, and you could just go. Therefore, even if it doesn't make sense at the beginning, you still have the opportunity to join something new. And then from there, something can happen. Maybe you create new friendships. Maybe you meet something. Maybe you get an idea you couldn't have before. Really, sometimes I got astonished by the fact, if I didn't come out tonight, I wouldn't have had this great idea. And then maybe changed my life. Maybe it's not a person. It is just the fact that you're going out, you move on to another environment, there's different states of consciousness over there, you deal with different dimensions of life. This is what is beautiful about life. We all live into a present moment that is the awareness that passes through us all, and we cross dimensions. Everybody is living a different dimension, we cross dimensions. And at that point, that has the power to expand our consciousness, because we witness another dimension living. We witness another dimension that we didn't even know it existed. Therefore, we get a great new idea. And we come back, we act, we do something on it, and that pushes our life towards a new situation, a new way of seeing things, or we start a gently a new project. Something changes. What is really important to understand is that you are not alone in your change. There is life behind, supporting. There is life. The thing that you feel alone, it is because you are centered in your own self, in your own limiting self with this small capital letter. If you start expanding, if you start from the air element, let's say, which is the new earth element for spirituality, at that point, you will not feel alone because you will move towards your purpose. And what you do in this world that is totally natural to you, you have to bring a little bit of more heaven on earth. You will feel not alone because life is supporting you towards your purpose. Why is it supporting you towards your purpose? Because the universal need is to bring things into a perfect balance automatically. And when that happens, when the moment happens that you recognize what you naturally do in order to do that, you're totally supported 100%. And let me give you a metaphor to make you understand your life purpose, how it could be. For example, you see in the sun. The sun is perfect. It's a perfect metaphor of the life purpose. Because it doesn't do totally anything. It is just what it is. But when it comes up in the sky, even though it doesn't do anything, it is a great benefit to life. It's a great benefit to people. Everybody wakes up, starts going to work. Life gets all the energy that is necessary. Plants grow. We need the sun as well. So the sun is the perfect metaphor. Or for your life purpose. And another metaphor is that one of a tree. A tree grows and gives fruit. And then other people might eat. A tree doesn't eat its fruit. And this is why some people who live their own life purpose, sometimes they don't get the benefit of their own life purpose as other millions of people. And that's why, being human, sometimes they doubt that they did well in this life. Now, this might depend on your karma. Some people get the recognition, some people don't get recognition. It doesn't mean that they're not of benefit. It means they're living their purpose to the point where they're not having attachment, that you don't need to have attachment for your result. This is a great yoga principle. For example, the author of A Course in Miracles, we all know, she wrote this book, which is great, and I really like it. And I read it once in a while because it's inspiring. It brings you to what it's actually doing is trying to bring you to the state of awareness, okay, that we always talk about. But as far as I could understand, I'm not a huge fan, I don't know a lot about that, but as far as I could understand, she didn't receive all the benefits that other people were receiving by following this book. She didn't receive any benefits from it. But this is a sign, let me tell you. This is a sign. It seems a contradiction, but this is a sign that this woman was born to write this book because she was like a tree, giving beautiful fruit that other people eat, but the tree doesn't eat its own fruit. So don't worry about getting. Think about living your life purpose naturally. Now, let's move on. Sometimes, where was I? Okay. Sometimes there are events that we don't expect, but we send universal symbols and signals of receptivity so that we can move towards our life purpose, I was saying. At that point, the first thing you need to do in order to create space, when life is offering you something and you recognize it, you have to start simplifying your life right away. And this is really practical. see if there is something that you do now, it can be done in half of the time. Okay? You have to create space. You have to start cleaning your place right away. Start cleaning. Go to the toilet, clean your toilet. Go to the desk, clean your desk. Start cleaning. Start simply, and after that, simplify your life and see if there is something that you do now that can be done all the time. Sometimes, you know, I have on my desk, I had a, you know, a collection of brochures, and then after some time, I put it on my desk and I left it there. After some time, I was looking at those piles of paper, and then I said, what is that? I don't know what I had there. And that creates a link in my mind that is disturbing. Before yesterday, I took it and I said, okay, what is it? Oh, okay, are those brochures that are also out of date now? I should throw them away. How many things like this do you have on your desk? How many bags do you have on your desk? Take them out. Clean your space. And then start cleaning the space of your mind automatically. Because that link that I had subconsciously and obviously consciously in my mind to those pile of brochures, symbolic. I had it. It was there. Once I cleaned my desk, I didn't have it anymore. I was creating space in my mind in order to put that energy into something else. So simplify your life. Clean your desk. See if there is something that you can do now or that you usually do now that can be done in a half time. And then with that space that you create, make a little day plan and follow it. Understand in which area of your life the universe is offering you something. For example, it could be love, it could be career, it could offer you a new opportunity in a particular area, and analyze your patterns there right away. You have to ask yourself, which are the patterns that are ruling this area of my life right now? For example, if it is career, for some people it might be, let me think. For some people it might be wanting to do more. Always that feeling of wanting to do more, but then there is no space to understand what you have, for example. That's a pattern. So if you see if these patterns really move you forward towards what you need to accomplish, then allow it to, you know, it will happen, no problem. But if you see that those patterns are actually representing an obstacle for that opportunity to come into your life, then you have to become aware of them. And by becoming aware of them, you already win one half of the battle, okay? And remember, a pattern is multi-leveled. There's something that happens physically, there's something that happens emotionally, there's something that happens mentally, and there's something that happens spiritually. Usually, when a spiritual pattern is imbalanced, it means that there is just ignorance or whatever it is that is happening. There is no awareness. And the physical, emotional, mental sides are all connected together. Therefore, start wherever you can. Start with whatever you can identify, and you will move on forward. Then analyze if what you're being offered goes against your most beautiful values. If you lived a scattered life, that could be the case. So, in regards of that area of life, you should ask yourself, what do I value in this area of life? So after you have analyzed your patterns, for example, in your career area or in your love area, you have understood what patterns are ruling your life and if they're moving you forward or against towards what life is offering you right at the moment, then ask if what life is offering you at that moment is actually going against your most basic principles, most basic values. And the values are not moral values. The values are not should be like this, not have to be like this, but not like that. What is it? This is what you really value. See what's being offered to you in this moment in time. And this is a universal principle. Therefore, you have to forget to understand the value that you have within yourself regarding a certain career. You should, a certain area of life like career or love, I apologize. You have to forget about your particular present situation and go back to the roots. For example, What do I value in a family? Forget about your family. Think about family as a concept or a universal symbol of something. What do I value in a career? Forget about career. Forget about becoming a leader. Forget about recording your album. Forget about these things. In general, forget about your situation and think about career as a concept or a universal symbol of something. What do I value about love? Forget about the love that you think you have around and think of love as a universal concept. What do you value about that? Then see if what life is offering you is actually going against or against your principles or is actually supporting your principles, your values. And as I said, these values are not moral principles, are not things that you have learned from other people, are things that you feel within yourself. It is the individual you. So you see, when life is offering you something, the first thing you need to do, yes, sometimes you need to take action right away, and take action right away if necessary, but really important, you have to enter into the Tarka mood. Tarka is a Hindu word that means self-reflection. This will allow you to become aware. And the more aware you are, the more free will you have, the more willpower you have to move forward, and conscious action based on awareness brings the best result. Then you should do this for a period of at least 1 month. You should stop right away doing useless activities that drag you down and add beautiful small actions in favor of what life is offering you. So to recap, understand in which cycle you are before we close. Understand in which cycle you are of the elements. Sign up for my newsletter for that. Identify in which cycle you are. Identify in which area your life is giving you an opportunity. Understand which are the patterns of that area that are ruling your life. Understand then what are the values of the of that area that you care more about. And then stop doing useless activities. Simplify your life right away. Create space, cleaning up your space. And understand, life gives you, allow means consciously creating space in your life for those things to happen. And of course, there is so much more to talk about on this topic. But we have come to the end of the show. Thank you for listening to Awareness of the Soul with Vincent Sandeep. Go to my website, which is at this moment, thelastcatalyst.com, and sign up for my newsletter. And you can visit my profile page at bbsradio.com. That's Forward Awareness of the Soul. Or go to my old website that is going to be renewed soon. It's joycelestial.com. And thank you so much for tuning in. There's also a new shop that I've opened. It's called Life Wealth Shop. Life like life, wealth like wealth. Wealth, the wealth of life, we can say. LifeWealthShop.com. Thank you so much. Just go there, tune into that, and let me know if you have questions. And to do that, you can just write to me or go to my blog and post a comment, which is thelifecatalyst.com/forward blog. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you next week at 10 p.m. Pacific, Awareness of the Soul with Vincent Sandeep.